no compre sin visitar Emporio.
You know how fast we can go.
Larry on.
Welcome to Eyes on the Outdoors, award-winning outdoor radio show where the tradition of hunting and fishing lives on. Gather around the campfire and we'll fill you in on outdoor news, product reviews, great guest interviews, and in-the-field reporting for hunters, shooters, and anglers. Plus, we'll have a whole lot of fun. If you're good, we might have story time with Uncle Ray.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Time to make the coffee. Time to make the donuts. Time to make the coffee.
Hey! Wake up!
Pull your chair up close to the campfire. Here, we do the Pledge of Allegiance. We believe in God, the Second Amendment. Our heroes are the men and women in uniform, and we say Merry Christmas. So get ready to rock and roll. We're going to do a little radio show.
Missouri Conservation Communicator of the Year. NWTF National Outdoor Communicator of the Year. Inducted into the Legends of the Outdoors National Hall of Fame. Nationally known outdoor celebrity and turkey hunting icon, Mr. Ray I.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the campfire. This is your handsome but yet humble host, Ray I. Sitting here with Midwest Outdoors, early summer walleyes. Right now, June edition, Mr. Gary Klein on the cover. Going to have him in the show just a little bit later, in his own words. Also going to go out and visit with Mr. Jim Anderson down in Eminence, Missouri. We're going to get a report back on the assistance going on there with all the flooding and stuff with him. Of course, Shady Lane's Cabins and Motel. Great guy. Got to get him back on and see how things are going. I saw some improvements this week. We're also going to have Mr. Mark Strand on because we do and are talking about Midwest Outdoors, a June issue. And he's going to give us an update of what's inside this magazine. The Vogler Vogler's over here. Good morning, morning. Chris. Did you enjoy your hot dog this morning?
Enjoy was that was devour.
Wasn't exactly a just a hot dog though, now was it?
No, that was a Nathan's all beef barbecue. Just the outside crispy, the inside just moist and delectable with the sweetest.
With three types of cheese.
Oh,
in an aluminum foil to rest bun right from the grill at 4 o'clock this morning. Maddie G.
Hello there.
How was your hot dog this morning, honey?
Oh, it was scrumdiddlyumptious.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
Yeah, good stuff, good stuff.
Yes, sir.
Wow, we got a lot of stuff to talk about, but let's talk about who's in the studio. We got a little intro for this guy.
Oh, Tim little? House,
a little intro for a little tiny Tim.
He's so small.
I love that song. You hate it.
Yeah, not so much me.
You'll realize around Uncle Ray, once you get a name, you got a name. Sorry.
Well, do you remember when you gave me this song? You asked me how I liked it, and I asked, do I have a choice?
Yeah, that's what you said. You said, do I have a choice? And what did I say?
You said, absolutely not.
No,
and
no
I
choice.
Said, so, yep, I like it.
The Thinking Woodsman, the Talking Woodsman,
good
Tim
morning.
Chelsvik. Yep, good morning.
How are you?
I'm good. Glad you could join us this morning. How was your hot dog?
Yeah, it was gone. it didn't last long. It wasn't long for this earth.
We're going to be visiting with Tiny Tim a little later in the program about a little bow fishing. We haven't ever covered bow fishing on the show.
Imagine
thought
it
would be a great opportunity to visit a little bit about bow fishing. So you bow fishing dudes and girls, get ready for a little bow fishing action in the second segment. I want to talk a little bit about something this morning and last night. My little dog kept me up most of the night. Barking, wanting to go outside, run, bark. Coyotes are howling.
Mm-hmm.
Owls are hooting. You know, and all the biologists with wildlife and all the different measures of experience out there with hunters and all the observations of moon guides and tides and all the different things about hunting. I'm not really sure we still know exactly what's going on with wildlife. And this morning was a perfect example. Now, I do realize we have a full moon. But my little dog was just bizarre last night.
It's the strawberry moon, isn't it? Some kind of crazy.
Some kind of crazy thing, right.
Fruit moon.
But when I went out this morning, owls were hooting, coyotes were howling, dogs are barking. When I go down the road, I got to almost stop like three times to keep from hitting deer.
There was coons crossing the road. There was possums on the road. And then when me and Peanut stopped down at the river, the turkeys were gobbling. There was turkeys gobbling up and down the river quarter this morning with the owls.
They know something we don't.
We was having coffee, listen to turkeys gobble June 10th, which, you know, I've heard them, you know, I videotaped them 1 year all the way through August strutting and gobbling, but it's just pretty cool. But the activity, the amount of deer movement this morning and all that. And, you know, there's days you'll go hunting and the woods are dead. You don't even hear songbirds, nothing. And I don't think anybody, nobody has really figured that out. So what was up with today? What was so special about June 10th for the type of movement and activity? And it was not just the wild, it was my dog. When she wanted outside, she wanted outside. She was whining in the house, growling, barking, wanted to go outside and run out in the yard and just stand and bark.
Weird.
Yeah, and then, you know, when I went down the hill from my house, I had to stop in the road for the deer coming across. And this is like four times between there and over at Morris Mill.
Huh.
There were deer in the road. But activity, I've seen stuff everywhere. And yeah, I looked at the full moon this morning, but, you know, I seen, when he come up here, I seen geese.
Yeah.
I mean, I seen everything. The wildlife was everywhere. Does anybody know why they're doing that on June 10th?
I think the best scientists are the ones that say, we don't know.
Yeah, only they know. Somebody always asks me about the turkeys, and I say, only the turkeys know.
Yeah.
Because there'll be a morning, you can go in a place, you know they're there, and they don't say a word. They don't gobble. They don't do anything. And you go in there another day, and oh, my gosh. Now, they do rotate. And turkeys, they did this in the Ozarks for years. You'll be in a place on one morning, hear lots of gobbling, and then you'll go in there again another morning, not hear anything. Well, they're not there. They're off somewhere else.
We need to start hunting them on June 10th, apparently.
So June 10th would have been a great morning moon guide for deer and for hunting turkeys. And if you wanted a raccoon, today was the day to get one.
Jeez.
Isn't that interesting, though?
Yeah. Who knows? Maybe someday we'll find out. But
it was even affecting the pets because other people's dogs were barking as well. It wasn't just my dog.
But that's kind of the beauty of being in the outdoors is there's so many mysteries that you can kind of begin to unravel, but not fully.
Oh, what a beautiful morning. I mean, it was the whippoorwills were just finishing. It was just breaking light, and the turkeys started gobbling on the river. And I couldn't stay long because I had come into here. But I wanted to stay because I was sipping my coffee and going, wow, this is so cool.
This is really the long way around of you saying you didn't get your beauty sleep last night.
Yeah, pretty much. Pretty much. Peanut was up like every hour.
God, that's a high-maintenance doggy.
Oh, she's
that's
just
why
so
you
wound
woke
up.
Me up at 2:30 then, right?
Yeah.
What?
Wakes me up.
Why?
I have no idea. You just, you know, all of a sudden I'm sound asleep and I have to wake up. And I talked to him, and he goes, oh, yeah, David came in or something to dogs or Peanut.
Well, see, that's a bad thing when my son's out, and then he comes in at 2 o'clock in the morning. Peanut hears that, and then she wants out of the bedroom. So she's off the bed and on the door and whining, wanting out, and wanting to go see David. You know, and I'll go in there, and him and three friends are raiding the icebox. You want to get a great big stick and beat him all the way up the driveway.
Yeah. No, that's...
What, Vogler?
About a month ago, maybe 2 months ago, I'm sitting there
talking
and
to microphone,
him a note.
Vogler. Couldn't talking to microphone,
another,
Vogler.
Couldn't you let me sleep another 15 minutes?
How many years, Matt?
Microphone talking
how many
to the
years,
microphone.
How okay. many years? And he turns away from the microphone to talk to Tiny Tim.
I know it's
one of those, it's like radio. It's live radio.
I'm still medicated.
I've been here for like five, and it's the same thing. And you've been doing this close to 20 now.
Yeah.
And,
it's amazing.
It's
have you been with us 5 years now?
2012.
Holy buckets.
Wow.
I know. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
Man.
1998?
What?
I'm trying to think. First time I was on, 1998?
Holy cats.
Changed my life forever. Nothing's ever been the same.
You had me at hello.
He's like a pet monkey. I always got to feed him stuff.
Don't feed the monkey. Never feed the monkey.
He's like, you feed him and he won't go away.
No, he won't go away and they'll throw poop at you.
I came in here. I had him as a guest one time. He'll come in next week. He was sitting in the chair.
I'm back. I'm never leaving.
And the third week after that, you were in Wyoming, and we had Whitehead come in talking away to you, and all of a sudden it went blank, and Whitehead just laughed at me, and he goes, I've never seen your expression. Like, what do we do now? He goes, I think we lost Ray there, Vogler.
I got to tell one quick story before we go to break. I was in North Missouri one time, and Vogler was pretty new to the show. And I come in, and I was shot. I drove all night, and I'm parked in the parking lot. He don't know that, so he's trying to call me. This is like my first cell phone, flip phone, you know. He goes, where you at? Where you at? I said, I don't know. I think I'm in a road ditch between Macon, Columbia, someplace. I don't know. Oh. He goes, oh, shit. Starts all that. And I said, you don't have to take off with the show, man. Just call me in a second. And I'm out in the drive, parking lot of the radio station. So he's in there. So I said, you have to get in my chair. We call it the hot seat, right?
And he's sweating it out.
Oh, my gosh. I come sneaking in. I've got to get past the glass. He's in there. He's got papers flying. He's in the chair. He's sweating. I sneak in. I get in the door. I get into the behind the glass where our operators are, you know, and I get back there. I don't remember who it was at the time. It doesn't matter, but I got in there, and I looked through the glass at the Vogler-Vogler, and I said, should I tell him? He goes, no, not yet. This is too good.
That's what they call
it. He got ready. He started the intro music of the show, and Vogler was having a total come apart. I mean, he had beads of sweat, didn't you, Vogler?
Oh, God.
You didn't know what you were sweat. And I kicked the door and said, get out of my chair.
Thank you. Please take it.
Boy, the other time you came in with those black fly
bites, yeah.
Bites all over your head. Looked like he
That's
had
where
some
the lady over in
disease.
Illinois bought my breakfast at the what was the place I went to? With the
Waffle House.
Waffle House.
She felt bad
She looked
for
at
you.
Me and says, let me get your breakfast. Yeah, I drove all the way through from Massachusetts all night.
Oh, my God. He looked horrible.
He'd come in and do the show.
And I climbed across the desk. I didn't want him to touch me. That's
He's
unclean.
Like He's unclean. Look like leprosy. I look like a monkey or something. I don't know. Let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk a little bow fishing. You're listening to KFNS 590 The Fan. What'd you say?
Bow? This is live mobile on demand. Jeez. Midwest Outdoor Studio.
We'll see you on the other side.
I know. It's a beautiful moment.